Thank you for joining us this week. From the Message Translation, let's armor up with Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. And that about wraps it up. God is strong and He wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of best materials, and put them to use so you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no weekend war that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Our prayer spiritual formation verse comes from Nehemiah 4:9. So we pray to our God and set a guard as a protection against them day and night. Nehemiah is a powerful book of the Bible. The book shows us how to pray and lead with fierce faith. Nehemiah never hesitates, never backs down, and never gives up. The future of his people is at stake. Their faith is at stake. Why does he have to pray and set a guard of protection around the work of rebuilding God's temple? Because people are surrounding them, watching, are becoming jealous of what they are accomplishing, of their passion and devotion. They are getting angry and vengeful. This one verse instructs us that we can trust God in the spiritual realm, but we have to take responsibility in the physical. Because they defended their ground, the enemies found out they were on to their little plot to destroy their work, and God did His thing and kept them from sabotaging their work. God united the people around the laboring of the Lord. They stood together, and later on, when the temple was dedicated to the Lord, revival happens amongst the Jews. Unity for the sake of God's mission and plan that connected in prayer during a daunting situation. One of the enemy's favorite plots is to disunify, separating nations, families, churches, friends, and believers. But we can stand firm in faith. We are on the same team. Let's unite and take guard today in prayer over our community.
Hi, my name is Ella. I'm a senior and have attended the school since first grade. This week's attribute is God Unites. This means to come or bring together for a common purpose or action. John 17:22 through 23 says, "The glory which you have given me, I also have given to them, so that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and you loved them just as you loved me." 1 Corinthians 12:12 through 13 says, "For just as the body is one and yet has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit."
Lord God, thank you for Jesus, who unites us in a powerful, undeniable force. God, in a powerful way that He unites us to you and allows us to intercede in the heavenlies. God, that gives us hope for a future when there was once no hope. Father, forgive us for being angry with one another. Forgive us for being jealous of one another. Forgive us of being judgmental of one another. Father, because we cannot unify on mission for you when we are harboring those feelings, God. You are a God who unifies. You did unify with your Son, Jesus. Lord, help us put on our full armor of God and unite in prayer. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for using the body of Christ in unique and wonderful ways, Lord, to fulfill your mission. Some are using hammers and some are using saws. Each member of the body using their own gifts, Lord, their own skills to glorify you and bring others to you. Father, help us see one another's gifts and skills as a blessing. God, that we encourage and unify with one another to build the fortress of your love. Father, you unite us for the purpose of action to bring glory and honor to you and spread your name and make disciples. We want to pray scripture about this attribute over our loved ones. In the long silent pause, say the name of whoever the Holy Spirit is guiding you to pray for. We'll be praying from Ephesians 4, 2 through 3. Lord, may be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with others in love. May they make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Amen.
This week we pray for purpose. May God's will be accomplished for our school as it is in heaven.
Our concluding question, what is freedom? True freedom is submission to God. Freedom is not casting off all restraints and pursuing whatever we want. It is embracing the right restraints and aligning our wants with God's will so we can pursue what is true and good and beautiful. May the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed week. For more information on concluding questions, check out the book by Trevin Wex and Thomas West, The Gospel Way Catechism.